If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday and Amy Lee from Evanescence.
Hi, thanks for having me, you guys.
You are here. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. We were just talking off the air about your dad being in radio and you running around as a kid.
Pretty much. I'm used to the radio station.
Did he throw you on all the time?
I mean, not all the time, but like he let me do stuff. I used to, actually, this is going to make me sound old. I used to like dump the old reel-to-reels because I thought that was fun. Like you put a pencil in one of the holes and you spin it really hard.
Right.
Make a big bird's nest out of the old tape.
That's so awesome. And you said that a highlight was getting the free music.
Yeah, all the new, you know, the singles. You get like a single CD that, you know, the people want you to play it on the radio and you get all these free stuff. So dad would bring home the singles to me. I remember getting like the Aerosmith Get a Grip album. Uh-huh. Like it was all stuff like from the station. I was like, hell yes, this is the best. I don't have to pay for it.
Oh yeah, big time. Yeah.
And did you want to sing from an early age?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I just loved music. My dad also is most
a lot of people love music that can't sing.
Well, I guess that's true. I didn't think of it though as like I want to be a singer. Like that kind of came along with just wanting to make music and be a musician. I really loved music, and you know, from being around radio and just my family was musical, like loved the Beatles, loved Neil Young, loved the Temptations and the Four Tops and just all kinds of music when I was a little kid.
Right.
And then I started to get older and got really into like the drama of like Mozart. Like I saw the movie Amadeus and I was like,
yes,
that's me. I want to be like a genius composer, which apparently you can't learn. You have to be born with that. So I didn't quite make it that far. But, and then it was like grunge and like alternative and Soundgarden and all that stuff hitting at the same time. So I don't know. Then that became like, oh, I don't want to just play piano and write instrumental songs. Like I want to write words, you know, and my voice was just a part of that. So.
And what age did you start writing? What was your first song?
I wrote a song for the sixth grade English class.
Sixth grade English class.
Yeah.
Did I would have hated
it?
You.
I did perform it.
Oh
with
my God.
My friend and we recorded it because I was nervous to like sit there and play guitar and sing in front of the class. So there was like a breezeway with like a really good echo at the school.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, after school, you and me, we're gonna go in the breezeway. I brought the tape player. You just, you know, hit record on the tape player. And we sang my little song called A Single Tear.
Oh,
it's very dramatic.
Yes.
I would have hated you if
so
I was
emo
in your class because you would have made whatever I was doing look terrible.
You know, I don't know. It's really not a very good song. but you know, you gotta start somewhere. And
yeah,
it was one of those things where the project was like, we had to write a poem or something. It was some kind of a creative project. And one of the, on the list of all the allowed things, one thing was like, you could write a song. And I was like, ooh, I'll do that. So I did that. And I definitely wasn't, I was kind of the new kid. My dad, like in radio, we moved all the time.
Yeah.
So I'd only been at that school for like half a year. I'm trying to think, if it was sixth grade, seventh grade, right in there. But I hadn't been there very long and people didn't really know me. I didn't have a lot of friends. So I remember doing that and the class kind of flipped out about it. Like, it was so cool.
Right.
And it was just, like, this kind of weird, like, moment to get attention when I wasn't expecting to, and all of a sudden it was like that was my identity to some degree at school.
That was bold move.
Guys, I'm a liar.
You know?
I feel like it was eighth grade.
It's all right.
Whatever.
It's
I was young.
Same.
I was very young.
Middle school.
Yeah, I was in middle school. Let's say it that way.
Let's just say it that way. How did you just think I could write a song? Because I've thought about that before, and I've tried,
yeah,
same. And I can't write a song.
No.
Just keep it simple. You know, the best songs just four chords over and over again. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I love doing it. I'm doing it still.
And you did it. You've done it since middle school. You did it in high school. You did it when you got out. Did you go to college?
I did for one whole semester.
Nice.
Nailed it. And then we got signed. And so I was like, peace out. No more school for me.
Oh, that's amazing.
Dad happy with that?
Actually, yeah. Like, he was really excited for me. But, you know, he was happy that I went to school. Like, he was like, you know, great job. Wanting to be a rock star, that's cool. You guys are, sounds great. You know, I'll support you forever, but don't expect to like make money from being in like a band. And I was like, all right, that's fair. And I was going to go to school to learn how to be a composer. Still had the Mozart dream.
Wow.
It's like theory composition major with a voice like as my instrument. So I actually did get to learn some really cool things that short period of time in Middle Tennessee. But then, yeah, we were out of there and Dad was like, I mean, congratulations. I'm shocked that this is working out. Good luck. When you need to come home,
thanks,
if it ever
Dad.
Doesn't work out, we'll be here for you.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Nice. It does seem like, as a parent, probably a super long shot. You know, most people that try that aren't successful at doing it.
My parents were really cool at always making me feel like anything was possible, but that, you know, if it ever didn't work out, that they would be there and I could always come crash at home.
Is your love of classic music what got you into soundtracks and...
I guess.
Movies?
I just like the emotions of, honestly, like middle school, like that to and high school. Like, for me, like the things that inspired me, it wasn't just about bands. And it wasn't that I was sitting around like a dork, like listening to classical music. It was more about film scores. Like that was what I listened to. Like I would buy soundtracks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And on some soundtracks, it was like one side would be the songs from the film and the other side would be the best of the score.
Right.
Mm. That's honestly like the number one section I would go to back when it was going into the mall and going to the CD store was like going to the soundtrack section. And there were so many great soundtracks in the 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, The Crow... City of Angels with that Alanis Morissette song, that was a huge influence for me.
Yeah.
There was so much great, like the heart, you know, the feeling. It's like it's contemporary, it's cool, there's lyrics, it's all that stuff and some cool famous band or singer. But then beneath it, this epic world, you know, that could only be that big if it was for a film in my head. And
I never got into classical music, but I did get into soundtracks quite a bit.
Exactly.
And it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Totally. How did you get into ballerina?
Well, Tyler Bates is the composer for like John Wick and many, John, many other things.
Ballerina is a movie that just came out from the John Wick world.
Yes.
And was great.
Thank you.
And I saw it.
I thought so too.
And as soon as the credits started rolling, I went, that's Amy Lee.
Yes.
I knew.
Mission accomplished. yeah, so Tyler and I know each other. We met before. We have mutual friends and always said that it would be cool to make a song together. We're fans of each other. And we just hadn't found the right thing over the last few years. And he just hit me up like right before Christmas. And he was like, hey, I think I finally found our thing. Like, if you're into it, they're making this kick-ass movie like John Wick spinoff and it's a female lead. And I think that you would be perfect. Like, let's make a song. And it was just that easy.
So you had a theme. He gave you a theme and said, let's write about this. That's not how you normally write music, I would assume.
Well, when you're writing for a film, it's not... It's actually amazing because it's not all about you. Like, I have that. We have our world where there really aren't any rules. I mean, like, it comes from the heart and it has to be real. And it, obviously, like, we have a sound. But also, I can go run off and do a solo thing with somebody if I want to. When it comes to, like, you have a project, whether it's writing for, like, a film or a show, or it's specific. So it's like, okay, how do we serve this moment and the emotions of this character or whatever's happening in the scene? And it's actually really cool to have a little bit of a map. So there are some rules. There are some guidelines. We need it to be this and that. And it's like, wow, cool. I already know the direction of where we're going to go. And this one was really cool because it doesn't, songs come in all orders. Sometimes you just have like an idea of a melody. Sometimes you just start out with a chord progression and see what happens. And then once in a while, it's like a lyric.
Yeah, there's a line in the movie. You need to fight like a girl.
Yeah, and that was it. Like I watched the movie a couple times. And whenever I've written a song specifically for a film, I usually do that. Like watch the movie and just feel it out and go, what sticks out? Like what scene or what moment is like the grab? If it's not about, okay, this is the scene.
Right.
And that was it for me. Like that part where she was describing like what it means. Like you got to stop playing by their rules.
Yeah.
Mm. You got to improvise. You got to cheat. You got to do whatever it takes. You got to fight like a girl. And I was like, yes, that's the song.
So good. Yeah. And you have Kay Flay featured.
Yes.
And I've known her since she started in the Bay Area when I was living up there. She's so awesome. So tell us about working with Kay Flay.
You've known her forever?
Yeah, since the beginning of her career.
I'm jealous.
It's wild.
I'm a huge fan of hers. And I didn't know her before. I totally just called her, got her number, and was like, okay,
just reached out and said, you want to do this?
She must have been mind blown.
She is... Well, I mean, like, for both of us, just like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. honestly, like, if I'm thinking about artists that I really genuinely just, like, listen to on my playlist, whatever, she's one of the top three or four. And we were working on the song, and I really loved the idea of it being a collab, because women, if we're talking about how to fight like a girl, we fight together. And I think that the spirit of that is awesome. And we had this bridge part, really cool thing that Tyler had going on, and I was like, oh man, I just heard it in my head. Like I just heard her voice rapping over that bridge, and I was like, there's nothing that I could do that would be anywhere near as cool as that. So I just called her, and she was super cool right away. I just described it to her, told her about the movie, just made my pitch on the phone, and immediately I was like, we're a lot alike, like our energy is kind of the same. And then she was like, cool, I'll check it out, you know, I'll listen to the demo and I'll hit you back like tonight or tomorrow. And I was like, cool. And 15 minutes later, she's like, I love it and I know exactly what to do.
Really?
I'm in.
God.
It is nothing but fun with her.
I love that.
And the music video, it just dropped, which is, it's really badass.
Thank you.
And I love it very much.
Thank you.
It's epic. Yeah.
Thank you. We got Chad Stahelski, who is the director of all the John Wick movies and the producer on Ballerina, to do it. And I totally stalked him. I made that happen.
Talk him into it.
Yeah. Well done.
Well, the song is called Fight Like a Girl, and it is in the Ballerina movie, and it's fantastic, and we're going to play it as our 420 catch of the day coming up next. This song is called Fight Like a Girl. Amy Lee from Evanescence is in the studio.
Woo, woo, woo.
What's up?
What would you like us to know about this song before we play it?
Oh, man. This was really fun to make. I'm a huge fan of Kay Flay, as we were just talking about, and man, it was just a blast working on music for this movie.
So Ballerina, it's called Fight Like a Girl, featuring Kay Flay and Evanescence. Evanescence, Fight Like a Girl, featuring Kay Flay. We have Amy Lee in the studio from Evanescence. A couple more questions. What can we expect from the band?
More of the goodness.
More of the goodness.
We were just like, full speed ahead, making stuff, putting stuff out, doing stuff on the side. Like, we're in a super just energized creatively mode this year.
So do you, but so do you not have a date set?
That I don't
you
have a date. I don't like to set a date until like it's really done. So we're recording now, we're writing now. We're doing this album kind of in a way that is very free form. Like, we have a few songs with one producer, we have a few songs with another one.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Just like doing whatever feels good. No like rules except like what the song wants.
Right. Mm-hmm. And later this year you're going to be touring with, we were just talking off the air, Metallica.
Yeah, no big deal.
So epic.
I mean, we've played like places that big before, but we've never been on a stadium tour.
Right.
So that's definitely something that all of us feel like is a big bucket list moment, obviously.
Is there a lot of pressure? Like, this is the band we want to get off the stage so that we can see Metallica.
I feel that possibility, like, yeah. And I feel ready to bring it. I feel like we have what it takes.
Excellent.
You know, people are going to be there, you know, that want to rock and hear great music, and people that are good at that. I'm ready to say, that is me. Please enjoy the show. We've done it long enough that it's not scary like it maybe would have been 20 years ago.
That's
so
good.
Maybe we're just excited. A bigger adrenaline rush.
Bigger adrenaline
in a good
sure.
way.
It's always that when it's not your fans.
Like, yeah.
You plan your show, that's easy.
Totally.
Softball. This is more like, all right, we got a mission. Let's go out there and make some people fans.
Hell yeah.
I love it. Well, thank you for stopping by today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So
Amy
good
Lee.
To be here.
Yes.
Amy, guys.
Amy A-Rod. Lee from Evanescence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani,
walk-off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.